would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Graham Ray Hall of Newman Haas Racing. Our next question comes from the site of Brendan Barnes at the IRL blog. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon.
You were fifth fastest at Barber Test, right behind Penske and Ganassi cars. That being said, how do you feel going into St. Petersburg, especially since you won there last year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good, as you say. You know, I mean, obviously being fifth, we were pretty happy with that. Although, realistically, we actually had a lap that was a bit quicker than what shows on the IRL timing. So, you know, we were probably second or third. Where our timing beacon was a different spot than the IRL timing beacon. So we actually did an 8-0, which either would have put us second or third, depending on where, you know, 8-0 what, because it was so close. But anyway, I mean, I think that we feel pretty confident. I think everybody's got to be pretty happy with the fact that we're right there with the Ganassi and Penske boys. I mean, that was something that was going to be a huge challenge for us in the off season. And the guys have done a heck of a job making it happen. So, it's exciting for us, and we're happy to be as close as we are to them. That's for sure. And I think that going into St. Pete, it gives everybody a lot of confidence.
Okay. Also, Barber Motorsports Park is looking to hold an IndyCar event as early as 2010. As a driver, how do you feel the course? How do you feel about the course? And do you think any changes should be made prior to holding an event there?
I think that, you know, there should probably be some changes made so that we can get some more passing zones. But you know what the most important thing is of course, Indy racing, it's all about the racing and stuff. But it's also, you know, for the fans, it's entertainment, right? I mean, that's why you watch it. Yes, you love the sport. But you watch it to see a good show and to see an exciting race. And, you know, we need the passing zones. But when you have 12,000 people show up to watch a test, it makes you feel pretty good about going back there. I mean, that's exciting stuff. And so hopefully, I hope that we can make something happen for the years to come to go there, because it's a fabulous racetrack. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been there, but I mean, it's incredible. So it'd be great to race there. That's for sure. We just need to find a way to make it happen.
Okay. Thank you very much. Those are only two questions I have currently.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the site of Tony Castanera with the South Florida Motorsport Report. Please go ahead.
How's it going, Graham?
Good, thank you.
Obviously, you did quite well at Barber on the road course. How are you settling into the oval racing? Are you finally feeling comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel 100% comfortable with oval racing. I've got no problems there. The biggest thing is to find a way to get the cars a little more competitive on the ovals. I mean, I think at Homestead we had a pretty good test. At the same time, I think that there's still a ways for us to go to really run again with the Ganassi and the Penske boys. I mean, Penske seems to be very strong this year, so I'd say that they're currently the team to beat. But as far as myself, I mean, I'm ready to go. I like driving the ovals. I've had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to, obviously, Kansas is the first one, and then, of course, you know, Indy.
Going back to the car, a lot of talk this offseason was about the future of Indy cars, especially the chassis and, in particular, the motors. What are your thoughts on what would you like to see in the new Indy car chassis, and what type of motor would you like to see in the back of that car?
I mean, I think the car itself, I don't really know. I know that Dallara makes a good chassis. It would be interesting to get some competing chassis manufacturers against each other. As far as the engines go, what I think we need is, I think it needs to be, I don't care if it's a 4 or a 6, I know they're talking about a 4-cylinder or 6-cylinder, I don't care either way. I mean, you know, people can say what they want about a 4-cylinder, but, you know, you can make plenty of horsepower out of a 4-cylinder. And at the same time, a 6-cylinder, you can do the same. I think the biggest thing for me is that I think it needs to be turbocharged, because at the end of the day, the cars are fast enough on the ovals right now. But on the road courses, we need to, you know, we need to make the cars harder to drive. I think they need more power. So what a turbocharged engine allows you to do, crank up the boost on the road courses. You've got something like 800, 900 horsepower, and on the ovals you're down to 500, 600. So that the speeds are much quicker. I think that that's what's important. But of course, that's the way I look at it. So unfortunately, it's not up to me.
Okay, but back to the chassis, would you like to see more downforce, less downforce? What are your feelings on that?
Well, I'd like to see a little more downforce on the road courses specifically. I think that would definitely be a good thing to have.
Thanks a lot, Graham.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Will McCarty with isitmayyet.com.
Hey, Graham, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Couple questions. Mine are, I don't know, less professional, I guess, because I consider myself a tacky blogger. But not really. But between your two seasons at the upper levels, between the Champ Car and the Indy Car, what track itself has both impressed you and challenged you the most?
I got to be honest, the track that's impressed me the most, I'll separate it. So we'll go road courses. I'd say Barber last week. I mean, geez, that's an impressive place. The place that's the Oval, I mean, it's got to be Indianapolis. So it's just nothing like it. Challenged me the most? I would say probably Richmond on an Oval challenged me the most. Richmond, yeah, we qualified well there, but we never really had a good car there all weekend, and that was a pretty challenging time for me. And then on a road course, I'm trying to think. Probably, I don't know, I'd either say Watkins Glen for me or Sonoma. But both tracks I enjoy. It's just they definitely weren't easy ones for me.
Yeah, right on. I actually used to live in Alabama, and you're absolutely correct. Barber is just a mind-blowing place when you first get into there. But, all right, next question is, if you could race against any driver who predated you, who would it be and why?
If I could race, I'd love to race against my dad, just because I'd love to see how good he was. You know,
yeah.
Obviously, we all know that he was good, probably one of the best ever. I'd just love to see, I'd love to see how good he is.
Yeah, right on. Having grown up around open wheel racing, what drivers other than your father were the most influential on you, both personally and professionally?
Say the ones that influenced me the most are all the guys that drove for my dad. So that's a pretty long list, but those were the guys that I kind of hung out with the most and saw the most. So those guys, kind of formed, I don't want to say formed me because they certainly didn't form me, but those are the guys that I saw race more so than even, my dad. Cause obviously, yes, I was around when my dad was racing and stuff, but, it's at a young age, so, of course, guys like Kenny Brack, obviously Buddy Rice had a big impact winning the 500. That was great to see. You look at guys like Michel Jourdain, Max Pappas, those types of guys are the ones that probably had the biggest effect on me.
Right on. Let's see. Okay, so you're leaving for Motegi in 2 hours. What's your final meal in the States before you leave?
Well, I got to say, and not just because they're my sponsor, but if you're going to Japan, you might as well go get a Big Mac because you're not going to have a hamburger for quite a while. And honestly, I've been there before, and I'm not the biggest I'm a sushi guy for sure, but I don't know. Where we race Motegi, it's pretty far out there, and a good old American hamburger is a good thing every once in a while.
That's a fantastic sponsor plug. Take it easy, man.
Well, Graham, I understand we are on a bit of a time constraint here, but this has been fantastic. I just have one more question for you. What has it been like working with Versus during its IndyCar coverage? Is there anything you're looking forward to with Versus that we don't currently know about?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, so far I've been incredibly impressed with the amount of, marketing and the effort that they've put in. It's pretty cool to see what Versus is doing right now. I mean, that's something that no matter what anybody says, it's something that we haven't seen and IndyCar racing as of yet, and so it's exciting to be a part of it, and I'm just, as I said, looking forward to it all kicking off here. I mean, some people are very pessimistic about Versus coming in, but I certainly think that it's for the better for us, and it's only going to get stronger. I mean, we need a television package that's really going to support us like they have, and as a growing TV sports TV station. And also, or channel, I should say, and also the growing racing series, it seems like the perfect, relationship for us to go forward.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for participating in today's call.